finally here. The draft is, it's draft night. You know, you've been waiting for so long. And yet you have to be so patient, more patient than you've ever been in your career waiting for that first round pick. What's it going to be like, do you think, with 31 picks to be made before the Eagles are on the clock?
We have to prepare ourselves for the fact that it's going to be a long night. And luckily, we love watching the draft and being part of it and seeing guys come off, and it's fun for us. It's fun for us just to partake in it, and we'll be ready when we're on the clock. But until then, it'll be a fun process just kind of having everyone together in our new draft room and, you know, having the process go in front.
Yeah, we took a look at that draft room. It's spectacular. Amazing. How will it help the football operations this weekend?
Well, I think one thing is that every tool is at our disposal. So before, where maybe we'd have to break out to an office or have to have a different screen set up or even have an easel in front of us to look at different scenarios. I mean, this is all on big screens in front of us. You know, it feels like we can finally rival ESPN. You know, I joked with Pat Dolan for years. I said, you know, ESPN's able to do it. Why can't we do stuff like this? So we've got it, and it's exciting.
Howie, this draft is an interesting one, very top-heavy with intrigue, with quarterbacks. You know, you're sitting there at 32. How do you look at that early part of the draft?
I'm glad we're not part of it. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a beautiful thing. And one of the things that we did when we went to get Carson was we went through how the future would look. And it's an exact science, but seeing what teams potentially could want quarterbacks over the next couple of years, that was a long list. And I think you're seeing some of that play out now. But it's going to be fun to watch and fun to see some of these trades and be a bystander.
So educate us. How does it work? You basically go group of five or six players at a time as you go through the first round, you know, from maybe 22 to 28, you say, hey, this is the pool of potentially 10 players who could be gone, and then you kind of see where they go and who's still left in that list. How does it actually work when you get close to your pick?
Well, one, you have to have 32 guys. You have to be very comfortable with your 32nd guy to take him at 32 because we've seen it before. It doesn't go exactly how you want, and if you're stuck and you end up taking a guy that's, you know, your 33rd or 34th guy, it doesn't work. So you have to sit there and say, okay, this guy is our 32nd guy. This guy is the person we're going to take if all 31 go in front. But by the same token, you know, when guys outside of that list go, you're kind of adding the 31st guy. So now you're above that. So it's interesting because someone will take someone at 15 and you may have him 40th, and all of a sudden now that bumps guys up one slot. So I think for us, we're just going to try to make sure that we have that list really set. There'll be certain guys that we have higher graded at that we think that we have a chance at 32 just based on possibly the rest of the league and maybe scheme fit for someone else. But it's a unique situation, but let's get used to it.
You said last week that the Eagles are open for business in every round. So, of course, fans jump to the idea that, hey, we're going to trade out of 32. What makes for a good trade for, in your mind, the components that go into a good trade where everybody feels like they come out and win?
Well, I think first, you know, when you're moving up, it's all about where your board drops off. So if there's an impact player and you're within range, you know, those are the reasons that you move up, especially if your board drops off. But the flip side of that is if you have a bunch of similarly graded players and you could pick up additional picks, that makes sense from a team perspective. But what we want to be careful about is not getting into a situation where we bypass a player that we think can make a real difference on our team and then get a bunch of guys who maybe are role players or really aren't starting caliber. So, you know, those are the things that we're going to have to weigh here and some of the things that we've had in-depth discussions about as we prepared.
A lot of additions in free agency. How do you feel about the roster as the first round begins?
You know, I think we have a solid roster, but we're always looking to improve. There's always spots that we look at and say, hey, we got to get a better player here. And one of the best parts about our process is that talent acquisition season has just started. You know, you have free agency, now we have the draft. And maybe they're the most popular times to get players. But you still have free agency, guys left in free agency after the draft that we'll circle back on. You still have the opportunity at cut downs to make trades and to potentially get guys from waiver wires. You have practice squads. And then you have another opportunity at the trade deadline. And one of the things that we're most proud of is the fact that we used every single one of those areas to improve our football team. And we're going to commit to do that again.
Last one, Howie. You have been very aggressive making deals. You get deals done. Why do you think that is?
Oh, I don't know, Dave. You know, they're not always good. You know, I think that you look back and the ones that you make that don't work out are the ones that really stick in your stomach a little bit. But, you know, from our perspective, we're going to keep swinging. You know, that starts with Jeffrey. Coach Peterson showed that from a coaching perspective. We're going to keep swinging. And when we're wrong, we're going to study why we're wrong. But we're going to get back up to the plate, and we're not going to take that call third strike.
Howie, thank you very much. Great luck this weekend.
Thanks for having me.